This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and I'm going to let you into a little secret, but it's a great secret. It's a secret about how the YMCA of San Francisco supports kids by giving them grants to do good things for the community. Joining me are Brianna Harris, who is the director of the Youth Empowerment Fund, sometimes called YEF, and Juan Taraya, the third, made sure I say the third, who is a community funder. And the great thing about Juan is he is a 11th grader at Lincoln High School. So, Brianna, YEF, how much money is given out and how do people decide?
So we give out $100,000 in grants annually. Our young people, our community funders like Juan, are the folks that are actually making our decisions. So we have a small staff of three adults. We couldn't possibly get out $100,000. And so our community funders are really at the helm of creating the grants, reading the applications, interviewing the applicants, and making consensus-based funding decisions as a group.
And what kinds of things do you look for when grants are being made?
So our young people really drive the overall interest of what the decisions are, but YEF has some guidelines. The three are, one, that they have clear goals and plans, so we know that if we're giving that money out, it's actually going to be spent correctly and do the things that the young people have said that they want to do. The second is that there is a real need for it in the community. There's something missing that they don't have already. And then the final one is that that the program doesn't exist somewhere else similarly, or there isn't funding for this particular thing in that exact iteration.
So one of the things I find pretty interesting is the decisions, the big decisions, are made by the students. So Juan, you're a community funder, grant maker, community funder. What do you do?
So we basically, read applications and score them. We also, hold interviews to the projects that are, we are funding. And then we basically make a decision on which projects to fund.
Now, what is your favorite project? Have you funded something that you think, wow, I'm so glad someone identified it and they're doing something terrific?
Yeah, I really like Beyond Slay. It's a project about female empowerment, and then I also like the music studios that we funded. We funded over seven, I believe, and music studios are an actual need in the city. So
tell me a little bit more about seven music studios.
So they're in different communities. Like, most of them are in school communities, and the others are local, and at the music studios, they would have they would make music and create beats and soundtracks and albums.
So this is actually the students themselves creating the music, and then how is it used?
Yeah, it's the students themselves. They're using the music studios with their adult ally, and it's basically a safe place for them to use or spread out their. Basically their talent, and they get to show other people their talent.
And Brianna, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh my goodness. So over the past about 5 years of reading a lot of different projects, I'm not sure if I have a favorite. I think each of our projects are so unique because the young people that create them are unique. But I think that we've seen lots of trends, especially in the arts, especially around community engagement, service projects, things that always come around. And so I appreciate when there's new ideas or new insight in terms of how young people are tackling issues and needs that continue to be around.
So what would you put on your list of, this is evergreen, we continue to get a need for funding for something like this?
Definitely music and art, dance, music production, art projects in the community, mural projects. You know, we know that young people really connect with the arts, and we know it's something that's missing in funding across the board. And so, we really see that consistently over the past 5 years. Every cycle, I have at least half of the applications have something to do with the arts in some capacity.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education speaking with two people who are involved in empowering youth to make great decisions to improve our community. YEF, which is an initiative that is now part of the urban services of the YMCA. Now, Juan, you got into this because you applied. You had an idea and people said, hey, that's a great idea. How did you do that?
So throughout my program called West Bay, we found a need that it's important for the youth, like other kids that's younger than us, or the younger generation, to like know like what's up around the community, and also to like for us to bond with them, because at my after school program, the kids are always like separated with the older people and the like younger people, and so we just thought it was a need for us to bond and connect and like make our space more of a family space.
So is it a mentoring program that you work with other kids in your neighborhood to give them skills and make them feel part of a big community?
It was basically a mentoring thing that we did with the kids, and like we talked about our community and like whatever, like we supported whatever the kid needed, and we also taught them other things like art, and we'd help them with homework. And we help them, like, with reading and stuff and improvement and their education.
Now, this is a question that people are probably going to ask themselves. Okay, the YMCA is giving $100,000 out to kids. So what kind of accountability is? Is there a fiscal sponsor for this?
Yeah, so each young person in their application has to have an adult support, so someone that's going to help them to carry out the goals, and then also a fiscal sponsor. So our fiscal sponsor has to be a 501c3, which is standard for foundation granting. And so our fiscal sponsors really serve as the median between that big amount of money. Some of our grants are up to $10,000. So it's a lot of money going to young people. Our fiscal sponsors essentially sponsor the project, and then the YMCA reimburses all of those project expenses. So it's super important that the young person have a fiscal sponsor so that they can actually purchase and get all the materials and supplies that they need until they receive our reimbursement check at the end of the cycle.
So what are some examples of not-for-profits that are working with youth and encouraging them to be part of this project?
Yeah, so like Juan said, his after-school program at West Bay in the SOMA is a huge one that's been bringing us a lot of projects. Sunset Youth Services has been a grantee many, many times. The Boys and Girls Club, Horizons Unlimited, Community Youth Center, CYC is how it's known in the community. Lots of different organizations. We have a really beautiful plethora of nonprofits working with youth in San Francisco, and so we were able to learn all about those through our fiscal sponsorship of the projects.
Now I want to talk a little bit more about what Juan does, because you started out as someone with an idea. I want to help my community, and I wrote an application, and I actually worked and created a program. And then I'm guessing you were so successful they looked at you and said, hey, come and support the entire program. So how often do you do this? What do you do? What does it look like? You come in every day after school?
Oh, yeah. I come in, not every day, but usually Mondays and Wednesdays to, like, basically read about the projects, and then we score them after that. Then we do interviews, and after that we basically decide if it's right. It's, like, a perfect time to, like, for them to do the project.
And part of it is looking at an application, but another part of it is actually interacting with the kids who are submitting the application. So you have the opportunity to learn some skills about asking questions and discovering information?
Like, I would say we learn those skills, but we also learn, like, leadership skills, because, like, after, like, letting them know that they've got funded for the grant, we do this orientation where we bring in all the funded grantees, And, like, we basically lead them to how to, like, fix their budget and how to, like, recreate their budget, or, like, we teach them how to basically do their budget and stuff. And we also, like, talk to them and, like, communicate and we, yeah.
He does a lot as an 11th grader at Lincoln High School. So if people want to get more information and say, oh, I'm a 501c3, I've got a project and I've got kids who would really like to do something, how do they find out more?
So you can find us at www.yefsf.org. We are on social media, so we're on Facebook as the Youth Empowerment Fund. We are on Instagram as YEF_SF and Twitter as YEF_SF. So we're everywhere. You can find us. You can sign up for a newsletter at yefsf.org, and we can send some more information to you on our inbox so that you know when the newest cycle is coming out and you can apply for your own project.
In case you didn't get the message, YEF.org, to find out more about school. This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW.